Just on the line from over there in Hawaii, talking of good gigs. Ben, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Yeah, no stubble going on. No designer stubble, but definitely got some mangy hair going on. We're not being able to get a haircut under COVID time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not quite as good as Smitty's mullet.
No, not quite that dirty.
Not great.
No. We did... I completely forgot that you wouldn't be able to get a haircut over there in the States at the moment. That had completely slipped my mind. You did give us warning about the Smitty hair late last week. It didn't disappoint. It is an absolute filthy mullet. It is sensational.
Yes, it's very, very good. And he's been telling me it's only going to get filthier. So should be something to keep an eye on throughout the early part of the year here on the PGA Tour.
Looked like a good luck charm too, early in the tournament over there in Hawaii. His first and second rounds were pretty solid. What did he make of his return to the PGA Tour at the start of 2021?
Yeah, look, he just made a few mistakes in those opening two rounds. He had a lot of birdies, but he had a couple of costly errors that cost him some shots. And I think he's warming into things nicely. Yesterday, a really good round, 7-under, to sort of get himself in an outside chance to probably need to go 9 or 10 deep today to have any sort of hope. But he's warming into his title defence, which is next week at Wailoa Country Club in Honolulu, a place that he's always done well at and he's very comfortable at. So I'd say things are coming good for Smitty, and they'll be just about building that momentum into next week.
Is it? Tell us about the course over there in Hawaii, because obviously Palmer and English leading the way at 21 under the card. I'll put it simply, is it an easy course for these guys?
Well, look, it's long, but it's huge elevation. So when you get the right winds, you can just pound the ball or run for miles downhill. And, you know, the start of the year, the pins and things like that, the tees always get a little bit easier, so these guys can have some fun. This is Maui, it's a tournament of champions. It's supposed to be a reward and fun the whole way through, and that's why you see these scores here all the time. Sunday pins are a little bit tougher, and we may get some wind a bit later, but we're starting early today because of the NFL playoffs coming a bit later today, so they might even beat the wind. So with that being said, yeah, I expect someone to go deep today, someone who shoots 7, 8, 9 under, and whether that's enough for them to win, we'll have to wait and see.
Wow, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Ben, Adam Scott, obviously, we're not sure what we're going to get from Adam Scott in the early part of the year at this stage, but he's out there on course at the moment. I think he won over today. How have you seen his, comeback in a sense to golf here?
Adam Scott has been hitting the ball unbelievable for the first 3 days, like off the charts with, on approach and off the tee. Unfortunately, as sometimes the case with Adam, his putting has not kept up with that. He led the field for the most part for the, into the greens and his approach, et cetera. But on the greens, he's been near the back of the field. There's only 42 guys, and currently he's 37th in putting for the tournament, losing almost 4 shots around just on the greens alone. So it's the same old story with Scotty. If he can keep his ball striking up, all he needs to do is have a half-decent week on the greens, then he'll be in contention, no doubt.
I've told Maisie here, Ben, that I'm terrible off the tee and slice badly, but horrible off the tee. Can you tell us about the monster shot of Bryson DeChambeau on the second day? I had a look at it last night. It was extraordinary in terms of smashing. I think it was 431 yards or something along those lines.
Yeah, we get more 400-plus yard drives at Kapalua than anywhere else because, as I said, we have a lot of elevation change in the 18th hole particularly. Is all downhill, a long par 5, but if you hit the right spot, it's like a speed slot as well, on the fairway, you'll get another 100 yards of roll once you land. So Bryson and the boys can really smash it on a few of these holes and get those numbers. Now, Bryson, of course, most of the know, has been working on getting even longer over his little mini off-season. He's been working with a long drive champ, and he wants to get his ball speed up to 210 miles per hour and 150 miles per hour swing speed. And that would give him potentially another 20, 30, 40 yards in what he's already doing, depending on the hole and conditions. So it's incredible stuff what he's trying to do.
Have we seen anyone else sort of try and model themselves on Bryson DeChambeau over the small break that we've had over the last 2 or 3 weeks? And obviously a few of the golfers might have had a little bit longer over there in the US. Has anyone beefed up like Bryson?
Well, I don't know about Bryson, the brief of longer, but I definitely think John Rahm's a little bit more meat on the bone, so to speak, and a little bit of it looks like muscle, a little bit maybe a bit of holiday speed, but Rahm may be one of the ones who's trying to get that little bit more strength. And most of the guys are just trying to get a little bit of speed the best way they can see how. Like even Stuart Sink, who's pushing towards 50, he said he spent a lot of work just trying to get that little bit extra distance out of his game the last few months. And just so that the odd occasion he does play with these guys, he can try to keep up.
Yeah. And then in terms of the other Aussie in the field, Mark Leishman, how did you see Leish's couple of rounds? And is he just coming off a little bit of a slower start this year? Because remember, this time last year, he was off like a rocket.
Yeah, look, Leish has been, I'd say, fair to middling. Like he's near the back of the pack in terms of his score. But, four under the first two rounds. Only 200 yesterday, and he started pretty basic today. I think he's even past his first seven or so. But compared to what he was doing late last year, other than the Masters where he was really struggling, you can see that his game's back to where it needs to be. And Leish has a good stretch coming up as well. He'll defend at Torrey Pines in a couple of weeks. He enjoys that course. He'll probably play well there again. And thankfully, sort of the slump that he was going through in the back half of last year seems to have gone out of his game, because those misses that he was having haven't been there this week and weren't there at the Masters as well.
All right, Ben, thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll keep a tabs on everything that's happening later on through the morning. Enjoy Hawaii for the next couple of days. When do you get to stick around for the next couple of weeks or back home to the US?
Well, as I usually do, tomorrow I'll get to play the plantation course myself, and then I'll hop over to Honolulu for the Sony Open and watch Cameron Smith defend and hopefully win again. So it's good tough. And then back to California, a week off before we get Torrey Pines.
We're coming next year, Ben. I've just organised that with Maisie. We'll be over there with you.
Absolutely. Hey, Ben, enjoy Hawaii for the
Absolutely
next couple
welcome.
We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Ben.